Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
All right, made it to another weekend. Thanks for listening. I hope we all get some good time to relax. And let's go ahead and jump straight into things because, good Lord, this first story.
My favorite stories of the day.
What's good, Northeast Ohio? Y'all okay? Just saw a story on how a man in Euclid was arrested and accused of being a lying dope dealer, telling customers they were getting ecstasy pills when investigators say he was really turning them into meth heads, making and selling methamphetamine pills. And now, police in Summit County, Springfield Township. The federal government counts 11 Springfields in Ohio alone, by the way. Remember that for trivia night. But in the one in Summit County, cops say they pulled over a car Monday evening for an active warrant on the car's owner. And after officers got the 55-year-old woman out and put her in handcuffs, they noticed her pet raccoon in the car.
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh, my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now.
Springfield police was more than happy to share the officer's body cam video showing him take the pipe from the pet raccoon named Chewy, but then Chewy reached down and grabbed another one.
The raccoon's right. Playing with her meth pipe.
All right.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right.
You can't blame the officer here. Who would not crack up seeing a pet raccoon grabbing pipe after pipe and smoking it while in the car's driver's seat? Really? I mean, they say they also found meth and crack cocaine in the car, and they assume it's the driver's, so charged her. No word yet, though, on whether vets ran drug tests on Chewy or if the raccoon was just mimicking what it saw before. Springfield police only said it was not hurt. They posted the video and pictures on their Facebook page. I shared it all on Real Pod's FB page, but an old friend of mine made a good point. Chewy the raccoon could be both the snitch and the alibi in this case. Think about it. Now that Americans are required to have these real ID forms of driver's licenses and ID cards from states to fly in the U.S. or have a passport or other ID forms on TSA's website acceptable, a guy in St. Louis is accused of showing his realest of real IDs the Friday before last at Lambert Airport. Real ID? I got your real ID. Police say he was butt naked, just sitting on a chair in Terminal 1 when people saw this and started letting airport security know. Yeah, cops came and say by that time he had put on some clothes, but then ran off and smacked the glasses off one officer before he was arrested, now facing several charges. Hopefully Lambert Airport staffers disinfected that seat he was in. And as long as we're on humans desecrating things, police in York, Pennsylvania say a 50-year-old man walked into St. Patrick Catholic Church back on Monday, April 14th, made his way down the center aisle to the altar, then went to the pedestal containing holy water and peed in it. If this man is a Christian, that'll be a hard sell to get past those pearly gates. Cops were rather specific in the police report describing what happened, so the church may have surveillance cameras, but a church worker did not report this until the following Tuesday, April 22nd. So hopefully they noticed this before Easter Sunday, which was on the 20th. Now, the guy was arrested, misdemeanor charges, out on bail, just at a preliminary hearing on Tuesday. And a quick follow-up to the story in last Friday's cast about the 7-year-old around Ogden, Utah, who took his parents' car keys, then took his little sister on a 10-mile early morning joyride the Sunday before last, crashing into nobody or nothing until hitting a parking strip near a curb. Well, turns out ABC4 in Salt Lake City caught up with a single mother who had a picture showing there was some wheel and front end damage to the car, but she told ABC4 that her 7-year-old was trying to take his 5-year-old sister to McDonald's to buy Happy Meals. And said the kids also took money from her while she was asleep, saying she checked on all 4 of her kids earlier and they were knocked out, so she went back to sleep, only to be woken up a couple hours later by a knock at the door about this. And this is why she tells ABC4 her son is in a world of trouble and probably grounded for the rest of his life. That was a quote. And says she's starting by making him do different community chores for neighbors to serve his time, since police decided not to charge the kid with anything. Before the break, have this promo for the Jams podcast. Jams with a Z.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Got a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble and stumble into love. And now for the world around us.
A retired woman was in court Tuesday in Zurich because Switzerland does not look kindly on someone feeding a neighbor's pet, which is what the 68-year-old is accused of doing for about 10 months with her neighbor's cat named Leo, to the point where Zurich's public prosecutor is saying Leo stopped going to its own flat and started staying in the 68-year-old's unit. The news site Swiss Info is reporting the cat's owner at first wrote a letter to her neighbor in the building to tell her to stop feeding Leo and letting it stay in her flat or apartment. But they say the woman instead even made a cat flap on the door so Leo could just come and go. After that, prosecutors say Leo forgot the go part and just stayed. Catnapped. So now this retiree could be fined somewhere over $5,000 in American dollars because she loves Leo and Leo loves her. But prosecutors say under Swiss law, she would have been okay if she just fed the cat once or twice, but not enough to basically catnap Leo. And Swiss Info is saying courts in Switzerland are getting more cases like this now. For those who don't know, here is something to know. If at a zoo, Australia, or in the Caribbean, alligators and crocodiles will sometimes sit very still for long periods with their mouths wide open. Now, scientists say they're regulating body temperature like a dog panting. Now, a lot of us already know this, just like a lot of us already know not to get close to gators and crocs. But apparently a lot of us do not. Like this 29-year-old guy at a zoo in the Philippines' Zamboanga's Sibugay early last week. Now, the Daily Mail is reporting a local police staff sergeant said the man thought the 15-foot croc behind the fence was a plastic fake, so climbed over the fence, got in the water, and whipped out his phone for a selfie, and immediately found that croc was as real as the teeth clamping on his arm, then leg, flipping him around like they do to prey. And for about 30 minutes, other folks watched this at the zoo, screaming and taking more pictures and videos of it until the croc's caretaker went in and hit her upside the head with a concrete block. She let go after that, and cops say that 29-year-old ended up with over 50 stitches but no broken leg and lucky to be alive. We'll call that dumb luck. Time for a break, and when back, we'll go down under.
If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar. Whether you need just a few stitches or extensive, expensive plastic surgery,
you're covered.
Even if you accidentally get a French fry stuck up your nose,
you're covered.
It's as simple as that. Get the card, the Medical Express card. Don't get sick without it.
What's up with what's going down, though?
I make a point to avoid political stories in Real Pod or any divisive story that's not funny or weird enough to joke about. But I saw this AP feature story on Australia's election this past Saturday and how for about the last 12 years, it's become sort of a tradition down under at all polling places there for schools and community groups to set up a stand and sell what they call democracy sausages. Democracy sausages is what they called grilled sausages wrapped in a bun and topped by ketchup and onions. You know, hot dogs is what we in America know it as. Yeah, Australians get hot dogs at every polling place. And not just that, but the Associated Press is saying Aussies living in other countries who went to vote Saturday at Australian embassies here in New York and Nairobi, Riyadh, Tokyo, even a research station in Antarctica, yeah, where they all had democracy sausages. Hot dogs in Antarctica for voting. And that's as far as I'm wading into the icy political waters. This show's an escape from all that, but they get hot dogs. Democracy sausages, whatever, they get them. And to be real, Australia's name is better. I mean, we have people coming to this country wondering if we're really eating dogs, especially after that debate last year. But Aussies are not always better in the food category. Got to be real about that, too. What's up with Vegemite? Man, looks like y'all are spreading fudge on bread with that. Love y'all, but stick with democracy sausages. Celebrity birthdays.
Say what?
I like them big and fat, but small and skinny will do. Now they want to sue me and take all of my money. They're talking child support and monthly alimony. They must think I'm crazy, cause I ain't touching every one. They wanna tie to me, cause I'm the big daddy of fun. Yeah. They call me one pop, they call me one pop.
Can you believe he got away with saying all that? Slammy Sammy with a classic, as we keep the turntable spinning with some...
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday, May 9th. Meryl Streep's daughter, actor Grace Gummer, the cop in Mr. Robot, Mark Ronson's better half, 39. Actor Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka, filming season 2 now, Dawson, 46.
Sorry, I can't be
perfect. Simple Plan singer Pierre Bouvier, also 46. Singer Tamia Sang, Grant Hill's wife, sang that song. She's 50. Wu-Tang rapper Ghostface Killah, 55. Kima in The Wire, actor and director Sonia Sohn, 61. Depeche Mode, singer David Gahan is 63. Actor John Corbett, 64.
Anyways, it still rocks and roll to me.
The Piano Man, singer Billy Joel, is 76. Murphy Brown, actor Candace Bergen, 79.
Kind woman.
Buffalo Springfield and Poco, singer, guitarist Richie Furay, 81. And producer-director James L. Brooks, from The Simpsons to Mary Tyler Moore, Taxi, Terms of Endearment, he's 88. And Saturday, actor and SNL comedian Kenan Thompson will be 47.
You run over there without a second to lose, and what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Rapper Young MC, now old MC, busting moves slow now. He's 58. Model Linda Evangelista, and those eyes, she'll be 60. Run in a Different World, actor Daryl Bell, 62. I haven't either. U2 singer-songwriter activist Bono, Paul Hewson, 65. Drusilla in Young and the Restless, actor Victoria Rowell, 66. ESPN NFL primetime anchor Chris Berman, 70.
Do the Wall Street Shuffle.
10cc co-writer and co-lead singer Graham Gouldman, 79.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Singer Donovan, also turning 79 Saturday. Then on Sunday the 11th, Disclosure, EDM duo, younger brother Howard Lawrence, 31. Singer Prince Royce will be 36.
Times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do?
Rapper Ace Hood, 37 out. Actor Jeffrey Donovan, Burn Notice, Hitch, he'll be 57. Former MTV VJ Martha Quinn, 66. Actor Shohreh Ogdashalu in 24 and The Expanse, yeah, she'll be 73. And War, singer Eric Burden will be 84. Then Monday, actor Rami Malek, 44. Actor Jason Biggs, 47. Actor Kim Fields, Upshaw's Living Single Tootie, Fields, 56. Actor Stephen Baldwin will be 59.
Rock a ball, baby.
New Jack City, actor Vanessa Estelle Williams will turn 62. Brat Packer actor Emilio Estevez is 63. Actor Ving Rhames, 66 Monday. And actor Gabriel Byrne, 75.
Got a thirst for killing.
A Stroke, a Cole song there. Singer Billy Squire, also 75. And singer Steve Winwood will turn 80. And that's it for this Real Pod Newscast. Appreciate you all listening. And please follow the show on the podcast provider or YouTube. A few stars and likes never hurt either. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.